Item 542, request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding this time last year, security, faculty priorities, and problems at City Hall. Faulty priorities. Sorry, Crystal.
Good morning.
Mayor, and hello, City Council. I'm very glad to be here today. My heart hurts so much. There's, like I said, I always learn so much at the beginning of City Council every week that I try to make it. And this weekend, I was yet again in the emergency room and unable to move for a few days because of the injury I sustained on the assault on September 4th, and that's what I'm here to talk about today. I think the last guy was trying to, I know that you were upset that he was naming names, but I think he was trying to ask you to do something, and that's what I've been doing for, it's been a year now, really. I know directly here on camera that Mayor Hill said he would meet with me, and we have yet to meet, and I sincerely believe we will. I had asked to meet with all of you by December after I wrote my October 6th letter addressing the questions I had, very clear questions. I gave you all a copy. I even had a special yellow outline one for the mayor. I haven't really received a response, though two of the commissioners have met with me. I wanted to meet before Christmas, before things got really stressful, and then that was the time I ran out of money. I couldn't do therapy anymore. I already have chronic pain, but now I have paralysis on the left side of my body, and my arm is still not functional. It was pulled out of the socket as I was pulled out of City Hall entrance by an unknown man, the assailant, who was wearing, he brought me into the federal building. You know that. It was useful to meet with the two commissioners, and I look forward still to meet with the rest of you. Dan Saltzman, to my face, said he would never, ever meet with me, ever. So if he's honest, that's not what Nick Fish told me. He gave me the impression he would meet with me, and sure enough, today, despite every intention of his office to stop me and tell me that I'm a horrible person and that I'm my voice, you know, I'm always bothering them, and I'm never there. Then there's Mayor Hills. Amanda Fritz was useful in the sense that she's very good at addressing the medical needs. So I looked into that. I don't feel safe here. I do not feel safe at City Hall. There are people in here with guns, and I don't know what they will do with them. I don't know if somebody will attack me wearing a DHS suit just because I'm coming here to testify at 9:30 a.m. So I did find out that this hole just gets deeper. Nobody's addressing it. And if you think you can just ignore this, I just want to say we can't let this happen to people, to citizens who come here. Half of us complain. When we come here, we complain and we give solutions.
Crystal, you've used your time today.
I'm finishing right now. They're both valid. You need to listen to us. And Amanda, when you say that I shouldn't address every single agenda item, I address what me and my neighbors talk about, what's important to the citizens. I represent 10,000. Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal.
And thank you, Steve Novick, for revealing that Officer Hughes lied yet again.
Okay, you take care.
That's his name, Brian Hughes. And the IPR. And the CRP. Thank you.
Okay.